Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Ralph Winnie is here. Ralph is the director of the China Program for the Eurasia Center, partner with Henson, Pang & Winnie, a premier international law firm and consulting group. And he's an expert on the negotiations that are going on, the trade negotiations, the geopolitics that's going on. Mm-hmm. Between the United States and China and other organizations. He's our new friend, Ralph Winnie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. So it's pretty hard to have me say this, Ralph, but I'm not sure I know where to start. There's so much news this weekend, in fact, going on. But basically, let's bring people up to date with where we've been. Maybe they haven't been paying attention. President Trump feels that he needs to reset the relationship with China, and I agree with him about that. And of course, then we got to throw in the touchy situation of North Korea, which is kind of one of the footballs in this whole negotiation. What do you think? What's going on?
Well, I think the important thing to recognize is that Trump ran as someone that's not a diplomat or a politician, but as a businessman, as a deal maker.
Right.
And
a hard negotiator.
Exactly. And he's talked for many years as to how the Chinese have been very effective in effect taking advantage of our trade system and to be able to get their products into the United States, and how difficult it's been for American companies to be able to go over to China and to compete effectively. So he's talked about proposing tariffs on steel and aluminum, and he's trying to bring the Chinese to the table to hammer out a deal that would promote free and fair trade between both countries, to create jobs both in the U.S. and in China, so that it's a win-win situation.
How much upside down is America with China? And how much of it is a real problem?
Well, I think it's a real problem when you have Chinese companies having to pay anti-dumping duties to get their products in here.
Say that again.
When you have the issue with anti-dumping, when so many Chinese companies are coming in trying to sell their products at less than fair market value,
right,
and creating a whole nest of problems with our legal system. Trying to get into China, it's very difficult if you're a small and medium-sized company because you don't know what the ground rules are.
One thing's for sure, the rules for them coming here and doing business are much less onerous and prohibitive than it is for American companies to go to China. That's clear, isn't it?
Exactly. Right. And I think the key in these negotiations is the rhetoric. From the U.S. side, it's not about a trade war. It's about the fact that we're in negotiations. The Chinese understand our position. And we're looking at moving this forward to create a win-win situation for both countries.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's key is the U.S. has pulled back from what they analysts are talking about, say, starting a trade war with China that could have sent shockwaves through the global economy. And it's agreed to put proposed tariffs on Chinese imports on hold after Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said negotiations with the Chinese had progressed.
Right.
Any moves by Washington and Beijing to impose tariffs on each other's exports has been stalled. But they've got to hammer out an agreement. It's a good sign.
It's my understanding, though, that they've come to an agreement on what needs to be done, but they're far apart on how to quantify that, how what the number should be, right?
Right, and that's to be expected. I mean, the Chinese are very tough negotiators. We have a very strong team on this end, whether it's Mnuchin, Kevin Hassett, Larry Kudlow, Bob Lighthizer. So I'm confident that they will hammer out an arrangement. I do think the key issue is going to be very important to China and in order to really hammer out this effective agreement. As we know, CPE has been banned from doing business in the U.S. They've
right.
violated the sanctions in North Korea, and they've also been accused of being involved, potentially being involved in spying.
Right.
For national security.
Remind the audience who ZTE is.
Yeah. ZTE is a Chinese conglomerate that they sell parts for computer programming, manufacturing. It's a major company. It's a state-owned. Many Chinese officials have interest in the company.
Which brings us to not something that's not really the elephant in the living room. It's kind of out there on the table. And that is the fact that the Chinese are not only not good, not fair traders, but they're actually cyber espionage experts, and they do it through surreptitious methods, through going doing it over the internet, but they're also doing it through their own companies. Like ZTE is primarily a state-owned organization, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and I think the problem is you have legitimate national security interests that have to be respected, have to be evaluated before you let any company, whether it's Chinese, Russian, European, come into the U.S. At the same time, you have ZTE's competitors in this country not wanting to allow a company like ZTE or Huawei into the U.S. because they could lose the percentage of the market.
Right. Isn't it time, after 8 years of fecklessness under the Obama administration, isn't it time that America had a leader who said, okay, we're not going to let you abuse us anymore? Isn't it time for that?
Well, and that's, in effect, what the Trump administration is trying to do. They are trying to make sure that there's free and fair trade between both countries. They don't want to couch it as a trade war because of its effect on the international market, but they do want to make it known to China that, you know, it's a different administration, and we're
right.
going to ensure that American
I believe that we've gotten some pretty productive and positive responses out of China. A lot more than people are giving President Trump credit for. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about this, how this affects small businesses after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.